This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Moss on the 7th Yotzei of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss. Aleph Nechalamoid, Yotzei and Tishri, Wednesday the 19th of October, Rabbi Shaul Meir Greenberg, Mitzvahs Lulav.
It's always difficult when you're talking to an item that you're not regularly speaking in front of to know exactly what to speak about. Should one say lambda? Should one say drush? Should one? It's an unknown quantity. So what I like to do always is to start off with a bit of lambdas and then attach the lambdas to some drush, so that this way those who like the lambdas have got the lambdas, those who like the drush have got the drush, and hopefully it'll be shav lechol nefesh. I want to discuss a chiddush, which I think is a chiddush, in Shittas Rashi, regards to the halacha of lulav, the shear of a lulav. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the third perek, Masechta Sukkah, lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tfachim kedei lenanea boi kosher. Lulav which has three tfachim kedei lenanea boi is kosher. So Rashi immediately points out, kedei lenanea boi, Mefarish b'gemara shloisha tfachim tei shedra keneged ocher shel hadas v'tefach eser kedei lenanea. So the Rashi already points out from the Gemara that when the Mishnah says lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tfachim kedei lenanea boi, there's a mistake in the Mishnah. A letter missing, and he should say ukdei lenanea boi. There should be three tefachim and another tefach kedei lenanea boi. Just by the way, because it's going to be a little bit relevant, what are ninuim? Is a yishmach leit shoyim what ninuim are. The Rambam learns that ninuim really, there's two parts to ninuim. There's ma'ilech maybe ma'ilo ma'irid. That's one halacha, and that's relevant, says the Rambam. So watch the Rambam and peg vav and hilchos lulav. That's relevant to all dalad minim. Ma'ilech maybe ma'ilo ma'irid is all dalad minim. Then the Rambam says there's another halacha to be menanea halulav. There's a separate halacha to be menanei halulav. The Rambam means ma'ilech maybe ma'ilo ma'irid is all dalad minim. Menanei halulav is you got to shake the lulav. That's a halacha in lulav. There's no din when it comes to the other minim of ninua. There's only a din of ma'ilech maybe. So the Mishnah says according to the Rambam, lulav sheish by shleish tvachim ukedei lenanei boy. That means because there's a din ninua by the lulav, you have to shake the lulav. So you need an extra tefach for the lulav. We'll see there in a moment how the Rambam learns the Mishnah. The Rashi, here in the Mishnah, and I'll read you Rashi in a moment clearly, and we'll point out the difficulties in Rashi. Rashi clearly learns that there's no two ninuim, there's only one ninuim. Ma'ilech maybe, maybe ma'ilo merit, that's ninuim, there's nothing else. There's only ninuim, which is ma'ilech maybe ma'ilo merit. And yet the Mishnah discusses that type of ninuim. The Mishnah says, lulav sheyesh bo shloisha tvachim, kedei lenanea boi kosher. So why does the Mishnah split it into two? Lulav sheyesh bo shloisha tvachim, ukedei lenanea boi. Why does the Mishnah just tell us, a lulav which has four tvachim, you need four tvachim. That's what the Mishnah should say. You need four tvachim because that's really what the halacha is. And if you look in the Rambam in Pesach Mishnah, the Rambam explains that the shear of a lulav is dalet tvachim. Gimel tvachim is the actual shear, and another tefach in order to be able to hold it, so you can be menaneh. I've got one of these gemaras. I don't know where the Pesach Mishnah is. I'm marking the print things normally. I'm not quite sure. Anybody know how to use one of these gemaras? Rosh, I feel older, Rosh. I can't even use the new gemaras anymore. Does it not have patience nice at the back?
I'll take your word for it. I'm sure it's there somewhere.
It's got to be here somewhere.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
No, I'd like to read the Rambam. I'd like to read the Rambam because it's very important to see the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam says very clearly that the shear of the lulav. Oh, here we are. I have found it. Here we go. The Rambam says very clearly, shear of the lulav. Apologies. Shear of the lulav. says Rambam, Va'oma gimel tfachim kedei lenaneo isom reitzaboy uchedei lenaneo. There should be an extra above that. In yonoi, kedei shiachzenu beyodu v'yinaneo v'hu shiya tefach. In order, you can have the hold in your hand and shake it. In order to be able to hold in your hand and shake it, there's an extra tefach. That means really, in the Rambam, Yad says Mefurish, that the shiya of a lulav is dalat tfachim. That's the shiya of a lulav. The Mishnah is just splitting into two to explain to us the purpose why it's four. Three tfachim is the shiya of a lulav, and the extra tefach, which is also part of the shiya of the lulav, is there so that you can be menaneh. The Lashon Rambam in Yad, in Perek Vov. So?
No,
so it has to be over. That's the Mishnah. Without this Mishnah, I wouldn't know. It has to be over. The reason why it has to be over is to have a tefach kedei lenaneh, which the Rambam says, just so that I can hold it and shake it. That's it.
It can be
the
three also.
Ma'ilach is with the other three, but the Ninoah is only with the Lulav. That's the Lashon Rambam. Ninoah is only with the Lulav.
Because of the fourth.
The Mishnah tells us I have to have an extra tefach to be menaneh and the Lulav, because the Ninoah is only the Lulav.
You don't need the fourth.
If what? So we're going to see Rashi in a moment. Kama shir oyach kol min mehem lulav ein pachas me'abot tfachim. A lulav is four tfachim. That's the Rambam. Shir of a lulav is a four tfachim. But if you look at the Rashi, Rashi seems to be very strange. Rashi says here in Rashi says lulav kedei lananeh mefarish b'gemar shlesha tfachim. The shedra has to be three tfachim. Keneged orkei shel hadas. What's keneged orkei shel hadas got to do with it? A lulav has to be three tefachim. A das has to be three tefachim. A lulav has to be three tefachim. A rov has to be three tefachim. Rashi should have said lulav has to be three tefachim. Shedra should have been three tefachim. That's a shir. Rashi doesn't say that. He said keneged orcha shel hadas. But tefach yesa kedei lenanea, and another tefach to be menanea. The beino ninua. Come on, my lomayid, my lichamayvi. Lots of ruchus rights. Tell him right. So Rashi learns clearly that ninua is my lomayid, my lichamayvi. That's ninua. He doesn't have truly ninua like the Rambam. And the Mishnah is telling us I need to have a tefach yesa in order to be my lomayid, my lichamayvi. That's why I need a tefach yesa. But the gimel tefachim is keneged shir shel hadas. Keneged hadas. Keneged orcha shel hadas. What does Rashi want keneged orcha shel hadas? There's another problem in this Mishnah. The Gemara Maseches Nidda tells us. A brisa of chamisha shurim, five things have a shir of a tefach. Five things have a shir of a tefach. And the Gemara enumerates five different areas in Kali Yisrael, areas in different things, different objects that have a shir of a tefach. Tanya, v'isha z'ir demin chavreish, chamisha shurim tefach, v'elehin, shilya, so hichas shilya is only called the shilya, the gabatum v'tarif is called the tefach. Shofar has to have a shir tefach. Kedei she'achus boy, so he's got to have a shir tefach. Shedra, and the Gemara says, what's shedra? It means shedra shalulav. The shedra shalulav has got to have a tefach. Doifen, sukkah. The doifen is sukkah. The shtayim kilchasan, or shlisha filo tefach. And the ezev, the Gemara brings a price. The ezev is also a shir tefach. That all the others are shir tefach. A sukkah, the third wall of a sukkah is a shir tefach. The din of a shofar is a shir tefach. If it's a shir tefach, not a shir tefach, that's read for Rosh Hashanah, not for now. But upon him, the shir is a shir tefach. Whatever it is, however you're going to explain the shir, it's a shir tefach. The ezov is a shir tefach. Shilya is a shir tefach. What's shedra? Shedra shal sukkah, shedra shal lulav. What's going to do with the shir tefach? Shedra shal lulav is dalat tefachim. Rambam says clearly, shedra shal lulav is dalat tefachim. Hitting one says in first, it's a tefach. One says in first, it's a tefach. It's only a tefach. You look in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis. Look in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis discusses the shear of tefach. What size tefach do we measure when we measure the dal and minim? Or we measure the hadas? The Gemara is actually talking about the hadas. What shear tefach do we measure? How do we measure the hadas? The Gemara initially wanted to take on the Gemara in the name of Tarfon. So the Gemara took on in the Habamina that the Shia of Adas according to Tafan has to be five Tvachim. Amarav, Sharli, Marli, Tafan, Ashta, Ove, Shleshan, Mashkachinon, Baschamishim, Miboy. This is the first Gemara, by the way, that the most difficult min to find is a Hadas. The Gemara says, we can hardly find a Hadas of three Tvachim, which is Mashulish. The Gemara says, five Tvachim? How can Rav Tafan say five Tvachim? Doesn't make sense. Five Tvachim? It doesn't say anywhere the Gemara is hard to find. It doesn't say anywhere it's hard to find. Hadas, Shem, of course, is hard to find. So the Gemara answers, Ki Osir of Dimi, I said, Rav Tafa means as follows. Amma bas shisha, you take an amma bas shisha tvachim, take an amma of six tvachim, Aseh Yisab bas chamisha, divide it into five, and say men shleisha ladas. And then three of that, those five, is the shir tefach. Meaning, that you're really dealing with a very large tefach. Not a small tefach of amma bas shisha, and divide it into six, and then three of those is a shir for your hadas. No, you've got to be, take your six tvachim, divide it into five, three of those is Yeshua Hadassah. It's a larger Hadassah. It's a larger Tefach. And the Gemara doesn't like it. The Gemara disagrees with it. And the Gemara carries on. And the Gemara says the other way around. But before we get the other way around, the Gemara, let me read you out the Gemara. It's Kiosk of Dim Yomer Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim. Also, I said Bas Chamishal. Same in Shleish Ladas, Bahashal Lulav. And the rest, what's Bahashal Lulav? So Rashi learns Bahashal Lulav means another Tefach for the Shedrash Lulav. Another Tefach, so you have three of those big Tvachim, and another big Tefach for the Lulav. So I want to ask you something, Rabbi Yisrael. Why does the Gemara talk about the Hadas and the Tefach for the extra Tefach of the Lulav? What happened to the other three Tvachim of the Lulav? What size are they? The Gemara should have said, three tefachim for lulav. What's a shalal lulav? Lulav also is four tefachim. Why does Rashi talk about the one tefach at the top? It has to be big. We haven't finished. Let's get carrying on the Gemara. The Gemara then changes his mind. The Gemara says it's very difficult to learn shalal. The Gemara asks his theory Shmuel. The Gemara says no. So we're talking really the other way around. That really you take an amma bas chamesh tefachim and you divide it by six, and three of those is for your hadas and one for your lulav. One for your lulav. But here the Gemara doesn't say one for the lulav. One for the lulav. So now it comes along the machlokes of Shem. So it comes along the machshirim in the Gemara where there's a large tefach or a small tefach. And that's comes to the Gemara, it's a small tefach, and that's what we take for that small tefachim. Fred said, it comes out of machlokes, the Ran quotes a shit in Ramban, unbelievable chiddush. Says Ran, that when we take small tefachim, that's only for the Shia Hadas. But for the tefach, which is lemailo, the extra tefach, that's a big tefach. That tefach, which is lemailo, that's a big tefach. Why is that a big tefach? That's a big tefach. What about the other three, which are in the Shir Lulav? No, he's masking with a small tefach. But the extra tefach, which is lemaila from the Hadas, that's a large tefach. What's going on here? So something's not working here. Something doesn't seem to be right. First of all, the Mishnah divides into two. You have a Shir Lulav is Gimel, Ukkadil and Anebo, two separate, so we say the Rambam seems to love Davka, just Ukkadil means that you have to have another tefach, and that becomes now a chelik of the Shir Lulav. A Shir Lulav is Dalat Fachit. We had another problem. The Gemara Masechta Nidah says Mefurish. The Chamisha Tefachim mean there's five things which have a Shir Tefach, and one of those is a Shedra Shebelulav, which Rashi says. The Gemara says Mefurish. Shedra Shebelulav means the extra Tefach which is on top of the three. So Kedela Nanei, that's a Shir Tefach. What's a Shir Tefach about it?
On top or to hold it?
It doesn't say. Nobody says where. The Rambam says Mefurish. There's got to be one on top. But
Rashi says to hold it.
The Rambam says to hold it. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi says, why do you have to have one on top? He says, Rashi, because Shedra levad sha'alin aruchin lemailo la'achas shekotzah shedra she'ein oid alin dvukim voilin boy kedele nanea ma'ashe yetzel lemailo meneged hu mananea. Rashi holds that the reason why I have to have an extra tefach is because only Noah is only in the lulav, and that which is bound to the hadas and thereof is not shaykh ninoah. Ninoah is only lemailo. Technicality, the Rambam says kedei she'yachzenu. Okay, practically we'll talk about that a bit later, afterwards. So again, let's go through the questions. The Mishnah says, I've got a Shir Gimel Tvachim, and then another Tefach Delanena. Why couldn't the Mishnah just tell me Dalat Tvachim? Why couldn't you just... Like the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's a Shir Lulav? Dalat Tvachim. The Mishnah should have said Dalat Tvachim. So it is, we have the Gemara Masechtas Nida, which says quite very clearly, Chamisha Tvachim Heim, there's five things which have a Shir Tefach. One of those is Shed Shebelulav. It's not true. L'chayr. Shed Shebelulav. It's four Tvachim, it's not one Tefach. And although the Gemara, they're talking about all things which have a Shir Tefach. Thirdly, we have Mefurisha Gemara, called to some Rishonim, but all the Rishonim agree to this. Some Rishonim say that the Shir Tefach of the Lulav is the same size Tefach as the Hadas. But we have a Shittas Rishonim, the Ran, who says clearly that even though the Gemara in the Maskana says that the Shir Tefach is a small Tefach, you take the five Tefach Amma, and you divide it by six, and three of those is your Shir Hadas. But when it comes to the Tefach of your Lulav, the Ukkadela Nanebo, that's going to be a big Tefach. That's got to be a big tefach. Why does it have to be a big tefach? Why does it have to be a big tefach? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So we see something in these Rishonim, we see an unbelievable chiddush in Rashi. We see an unbelievable chiddush in Rashi. Rashi and these Rishonim understand that the Shir Lulav is only a tefach. There's no other halach in Lulav. The Shir Lulav is a tefach. It's not a tefach. The reason why I need three tefachim for the first part of the Lulav is going to do with Milchus Lulav. That's what I'm doing with Milchus Hadas, Milchus Arova. Since I have to bring my Arova, and I have to bring a Hadas, and I have to bring it together, even according to the Bahag, says Bezeach of Zes Kosher, but the Tzuris of the Kichas Lulav really has to be together. Since it has to be together, the first three Tvachim have nothing to do with Hilchas Lulav. I need three Tvachim in my Lulav because I have to bring Hadas, I have to bring an Arava. But Lulav is the Kedela Naneaboy. Lulav is only the Shir Tefach, which is the Maila. That's the Chefza of Lulav. That's the Halacha of Lulav. And that Halacha, according to Rashi, is going to be the Maila. Because only there is Shaykh Ninoah. It's not Shaykh Ninoah anywhere else. It's only Shaykh Ninoah in a Lulav and that Tefach, which is the Maila. And therefore, says the Gemara Masech, isn't it? Of course, it's the Shir Tefach. Shir Tefach, Shebeshev Lulav, that's the Shir Tefach. The other game is not a Shir in Lulav. The other game is a Shir in Hadas. Hadas has got a Shir. So when it comes to the size of the Tefach, of course, the Lulav, which is adjacent to the Hadas, is going to be the small size Tefach. Because the Din Tchaim there in the lulav is midin hadas. It's not midin lulav. Shedrus of a lulav. That's the extra tefach on top. That's where lulav comes into its own. Says Ramban, that could be a big tefach. That's not the Gemara. That's a big tefach. It's a different size tefach.
Don't shake the shedra. You shake the leaf at the top.
The shedra, no, not the leaves. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, but we're passing the shedra. Rambam passing the shedra, not the leaves. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, but we're passing the shedra. You've got to have a tefach of shedra. It's in the Gemara, not from
the
Maaser.
Shake the shedra. The
shedra
can't shake.
Shaking's got nothing to do with making noises. You've got to shake. You've got to shake. Is there a tefach says you've got to shake the leaves as well?
But... It's
the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, a lulav has to be gimel tefachim. Why, says Rashi, why does the Lulav have to be Gimel Tvachim? Kineged Okay Shel Hadas. That's the first three Tvachim. It has to have a share of Gimel Tvachim, but not Midin Lulav. Midin Kineged Okay Shel Hadas. And another Tevach, Ukedele Nanebe. And another Tevach Kedele Nanebe. That's Hilchas Lulav. Why? Because Nino has in the Lulav. Ukedele Nanebe. It's a Meri Dichidish in Rashi. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rashi, you have to let me speak, because otherwise I'll finish my half an hour. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says clearly that the share is Dalet Tvachim. But Rashi holds that the shear of a lulav is one tefach. That's the Gemara Nida, that's the Ramban in Davlam Beis on the base, and that's the Pashas Mavu in the whole Sugya Beis on base. Because the Gemara doesn't talk about the shurim of the lulav and the gimel. It only talks about the one at the top. What's where we've lost the gimel? What happened to the gimel? Terry said there's no gimel. Gimel is only hadas. Shear hadas. The shear hadas is three. We're talking about the shear hadas. Automatically, the lulav has to coincide with the shear of hadas, because that's what the shear of the lulav is. The gimel of the lulav is the gimel of the hadas. The din tefach, that's the din lulav. That's a din lulav.
The Ephri doesn't need to be three.
Sorry?
The Ephri doesn't need to be
three. Because Ephri's not tied! Ephri's not tied, it's got a shaykhus. Ephri's a shear in its own right, if it's got shear. So say no. But lulav, because the tzuris and the kicha is together with hadas, so the gimel is midin hadas. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah, it's beautiful. It says Rashi, Mefarish b'gmor shloisha tefachim te'ah shedra k'neged ocha shel hadas. But tefach yaisa k'dei l'naneah. The tefach yaisa, that's all, that's a dinulav. That is a dinulav. That's a gmor nidda. Chamisha tefachim, one of them is shedra shebulav.
So if you didn't have hadasim, then the lulav itself could be one tefach.
Technically, it's just that you always have to have the gimel, because you're supposed to take it. The tzura of a lulav is...
The
tzura of a lulav is gimel for hadas and the tefach for lulav. You're not listening, Rabasha. The tzura of the lulav is... No, it's time you have to listen, not talk. The tzura of the lulav is gimel for hadas and one for lulav. That's the tzura of a lulav. It's made up of three and one. It's four at the end. But it's not four because of the shedad that the Rambam says. It's gimel v'echav. That's what it is. Gimel connect orchid shel hadas and one midin lulav. It's a moedik rashi. You don't have to agree, Rabbi. It's just to be moedik. What we want to discuss now for the next few minutes is Lemaisa. How does this fit in with the all that goddess and everything that is relevant that we discuss when we come to the Alamin? Why Taki is the lulav? Why is the lulav the tefach? Why is the lulav the tefach lemailo? And not only that, the Gemara says that why do we make a bracha on lulav? Because it's gvoya shebaminim. Called the Rashi, that's what it means, gvoya shebaminim. Because it's that highest tefach. That's the lulav. The lulav is taka. It's got to be the maila. That tefach, that's the chefs of lulav. And that's what I'm making my bracha on. I make my bracha. My chlevis is showing him. And I make my bracha on the lulav. My bracha on the dalad minim. But the nusach bracha is lulav because it's gvoya shebaminim. What's so miyuchid about the lulav that it's going to be gvoya shebaminim? And called the Rashi, the whole chefs of lulav is that tefach which is the maila. That tefach which is the maila. So you do have the medrash rabba. Vayikro. Where the Gons Vidaki from the Zoya as well in Tikkunim, the Medrash says that the Dalaminim or Kenegid Yisraelim. Dalaminim Kenegid Yisraelim. The Medrash says that the Esrig, which has got Tam Bereach, Esrig got Tam Bereach, that's Kenegid Tzadikim, Kenegid Tamid Chachomim, somebody who's Loim Betayer, and also does Maisa Mitzvahs. Here there's a machlekes between the Medrash and the Python. Most people don't know what the Python is, but if you look in Marovus, in Shachris, in the first day Yom Tov, so the Python goes to the Dalad Minim, Kedaka Vakay, it's beautiful, it's a beautiful piece, could I have a look at it? And in the middle he says over this Medrash, he says it a little bit backwards. The Machlekes is how to understand the Reach and Tam. Medrash says an Esrig has got Reach and Tam, so therefore the Esrig is called the Tam Chochum, who learns Torah, and he's Oseh Mitzvahs. Which one's the Torah, which one's Oseh Mitzvahs? Which one's the Torah, which one's Oseh Mitzvahs? So the Medrash says Tam is Torah, and the Reach is Mitzvahs. Why is Tam Torah? Because luchu lichmu belachmi taya estman me'es taya, right? So tam is taya. Mata tam in taya. It's a nusach chazal. Mata tam in taya. It doesn't come from slasam avetlo. It's a chazal. Mata tam in taya. Because taya is luchu lichmu belachmi mitzvahs to zayif. There's no tam in mitzvahs. You don't eat mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah and the mitzvah boils. To zayif in shemayim. So it's a reach like a smell goes at a distance. Like a smell goes to a distance. You can smell a smell from. You don't have to be actually at the source of the smell. You can smell it far away. So to a mitzvah to zayif. So it's got a reach. So time is always a teyer, and the reach is mitzvahs. The Paitan has it the other way around. The Paitan learns that tam is mitzvahs, and reach is Torah. The reason why he learns reach is Torah, because Torah, the makor of Torah is l'mayla l'mayla. What we have down here is only the reach of Torah. We don't really have Torah as the makor of Torah, the shorish of Torah. So he learns it the other way around. Where's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is when you carry on. The Medrash says lulav is tam below reach. So tam below reach, because the lulav comes from a toma which has fruit, so you can eat fruit. It has no smell. So the Medrash says that the lulav is the person who learns Torah, but he doesn't do any mitzvahs. He learns Torah, but he doesn't do any mitzvahs. He's not learning Torah alone with Amos Lassus. The Hadas, which is Reach Beloy Tam, is a person who's doing mitzvahs, but doesn't learn Torah. He's doing mitzvahs, Elchid comes, does mitzvahs, but Lentnish. So he's the Hadas. The Paitan has it the other way around. Paitan, the Shittasi, learns that the Lulav is the Oisib mitzvah, and the Hadas is somebody's learning Torah. I don't want to work with the Paitan, because the Gons Medayk from the Zohar not like the Paitan. The Gons Medayk from the Zohar like the Medrash, so we're going to work with the Medrash. And I think that Rashi clearly learn like the Medrash. So Lulav is somebody who's Oisik B'Torah and doesn't do mitzvahs. And the Hadas is somebody who does mitzvahs, is not Oisik B'Torah. And Arava, which is Ein Boi Tam, Ein Boi Reach, is somebody who doesn't do no Torah and no mitzvahs, but still includes himself in Kol Yisrael. That's very important. The Gon says, that's pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Novi, he said, don't worry, it's going to be Ati Shema Yaakov Abdi B'Yisrael B'Chati Boi Korem Hashem Reisecho V'Yitzrecho Mi'Beten. Don't worry, there's in Golos, but don't worry, I'm going to come, I'm going to look after you. And then the Kakosh Baruch Hu describes four different kitos of Klal Yisrael. Ze Yoyma, this is now describing which types of people am I going to help with Osid Lovoi. Ze Yoyma Lashemoni. There's a Chelu Klal Yisrael, we say Lashemoni. Lashemoni means that they are mamish perfect, they're mamish makushi to the Bnei Shem, they're sitting and learning Torah, and they're being kaimitzis kedai, as if it's daf. They're Lashemoni, they're people who are very given for the Rebbein Shem. It's a Pasuk in Yishayim and Dalet Hei. Ze Yoyma Lashemon. That's the first, that's the Esrik. The Esrik. Ze Yikub B'Shem Yaakov. Ze Yikub B'Shem Yaakov. Yaakov is the Midas HaTayyar, Midas HaTayyar. These people are just Yikub B'Shem Yaakov. They're not learning Torah for the sake of the Rebbein Shalom, because if they're learning Torah for the sake of the Rebbein Shalom, they would be Kiyum Mitzvahs as well. So they're only Yikub B'Shem Yaakov. They're learning Torah, but there's no Kiyum Mitzvahs. Ze Yichtoi V'Yadoi. This one's writing with his hand. That means he's doing a Pu'ula, but he's not. There's no intellect. A Pu'ula without intellect, that's the Chelek of Klal Yisrael who are doing mitzvahs but not learning Torah. B'zeh Yichtoviyot L'Hashem, U'B'Shem Yisrael Yechana. Then there's a fourth one, U'B'Shem Yisrael Yechana. There's nothing more about him other than B'Shem Yisrael Yechana. B'Shem Yisrael Yechana. Here lies the Yisrael. The God said that's trapped in the Pasuk as well. Af Chaviv Amim, Kol Kadosh B'Yedecho, V'Hem Tukil Raglecho, Yisrael Midab Risecho. Those four are different four, the four categories of Klal Yisrael. But here lies the Yisrael. Why do we tie the Lulav and they had dust on the rubber together, and we don't tie the Esrik. We don't tie the Esrik. According to this Midrash, now we understand. Because an Esrik is an Odom Hashonim. Odom Hashonim, he doesn't have to come with anybody else. He doesn't need anything else. He doesn't need to be tied in with anybody. He's tied to the Rebbein Shalom. Zeh Yom HaShemoni. He's an entity, a complete entity in his own right. He's Yesh Bei Tam, Yesh Bei Reach. He doesn't need to connect. The Lashon HaGaon is Nishtov Di Welt. He's not even on this world. And the reason why we bring him together, says Agon, is to be able to be Mekasha, the Shemayim Ba'aretz. So we hold them together. So even the Adam HaShalim, the Esrik, comes together and he helps the rest of Klal Yisrael. But he's not Makushi, he doesn't need the rest of Klal Yisrael. When you take the other three, you take a Lulav, somebody learns Torah. Somebody learns Torah, but he's not Mekayim Mitzvah, he's Machlois in the Gemara B'Chalim, even if he has Torah. But we, the Medrash is taking on that he has Torah. But he's not the Adam HaShalim, the Ikkel Limut Torah is the Limut Amas Lassos. If you learn and you don't do it, then you're an incomplete person. There's something missing. If somebody does mitzvahs and he's not learning Torah, he's an incomplete person. Yeah, because ik tachlis achayim is to learn Torah and be mekayim mitzvahs. Bring the two together, become an esrik. If you don't do that, you're incomplete. And Arava, if he's not a member of Klal Yisrael, if he's not b'shem Yisrael Yechaneh, then he's lost the plot. He's not even going to be included in the Avtach of the Rebbein Shleilom. So therefore, when it comes to the lulav, the hadas, and Arava, we have to tie them together. Because a lulav without the hadas, a lulav which is only Torah without the hadas, is gonish vet. Torah is gonish. A hadas without Torah, can't miss us out there, he's gone, Shred. Who are you? You're half a person. So you have to tie the lulav of the Hadas. And our Rav as well, our Rav who doesn't join in with the lulav of the Hadas, he's not joining into to Klal Yisrael, he's in Shkara Rav Eichnish, he's gone. It's not B'Shem Yisrael Yechana. So therefore you have to tie all three together. You have to tie all three together, then you have all three. You have a Ganser, a Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, where each one complements each other, and I now have a Shlemus of Torah and Mitzvahs and B'Shem Yisrael Yechana, together with Esrik, a Ganser Surah from the Dalai Kitzes of Klal Yisrael. But the lulav has to be on top. Why does the lulav have to be on top? Because the lulav is Torah. Tayri is Kotmalayla Mapaim Shama. Tayri without Tayri there's nothing. On Tayri is Ishtaka Mitzvahs, on Tayri is Ishtaka Mensh, on Tayri is Ishtaka Need. Tayri is always got to be Lamayla. If you look in the Nefesh HaChaim and you learn Nefesh HaChaim properly, you'll see there's a difference between Shah Beis and Shah Dalet. Shah Beis talks about Hichus Tefillah. And Shah Dalet, he talks about the Mitzvahs Limud Tayri. Hichus Kotl, Mitzvahs Tilla, Shah Beis, Shah Gimel a little bit as well. And Shah Dalet, he talks about Limud Tayri. And if you work through it properly, you see there's a huge fundamental difference between Shah Beis and Shah Gimel, and Shah Dalet. Shah Beis is Hilchus Tefillah, he's talking about bottom up. I've got to sit in and tell you, I've got to do Tefillah, I've got to come to Shul, I've got to get myself, and I've got to elevate myself, and I've got to connect myself. Tefillah from some apostle, I've got to connect myself to the Ben Shalom. The Yisod of Tefillah is to take somebody who's of the world and connect himself to the Ben Shalom. When it comes to Tayyah, that's something completely different. When I learned Tayyah, says Rechaim Volozhin, he looks at the whole Shah Dalet, and the whole Shah Dalet is based on this. Tayyah, I've got to bring Tayyah down to this world. I can't be in this world in a Torah, of the world of the Shtaka Torah. If I'm connecting to Torah, I'm connecting to a world which is beyond this world. I'm connecting to Torah, I'm connecting to something which is Lamaila, Lamaila. And then I can learn Torah. The Koyach of Matan Torah, the biggest Matan the Ben Shem gave us. This unbelievable Matan of Matan Torah was that Kishmach gave us an ability to rise beyond and move into a world of Torah. On Torah, on the Matan Torah, I couldn't do that. I had to stay in this world. The obvious Akdashim couldn't learn Torah like we can learn Torah. They hadn't had Matan Torah, they had to Psandish. By the time he talks about this, what they obviously could do Kodim Matan Torah. But we have Matan Torah now, we have the Kodim, Kabbalah Satoyah. Kabbalah Satoyah gave us the ability to move into another world. That's the Lulav. But the Lulav is a world beyond, the Lulav is a world above. It's not part of the world. So the Lulav is the fourth Tefach. Gimel is the Chlovud. The fourth Tefach, the one which is detached from this world. That Tefach at the top, says Rashi. It's only that Tefach at the top, which is the Etzim Lulav. That's the Tzuras HaLulav. The rest is the means for the Lulav to connect to the Bala Mitzvahs, for the Arava to connect to Kali Sosha. It can be B'Shem Yisrael Yechana. But the Lulav which is Torah, Torah B'li Mitzvahs, over the Tzuras HaTorah, the Chetz of Torah, on anything else, that's got to be the Tefach at the top. Because that's Torah. Torah is always Lamayla. Torah is got to be Lamayla. It connects. Through Torah you can connect to this world, and through Torah you can elevate the world. Through Torah you can become an Esri. You can turn yourself into an Esri who is there's nothing else better to mention. Torah mitzvahs, you elevate, you connect yourself into the world of Torah, and you connect that world of Torah to Maisa mitzvahs to the Hadas, and through the Shem Yisrael Yechana you become a Chesed Kal Yisrael through the Arava, then you've got Od Masholim, and that's a Tachlis of the Ninum, the Dabar Mik. That shit is Rashi, that the Yisod of Lulav is the Tefach Lamaila, because the Tefach Lamaila is Torah. Torah has to be Lamaila, it can't be part of the Lamata. It's got to be detached from the Igud. That which is part of the Igud is not the Lulav. That's only the Chelik of the Igud. That's the Chelik of the Hadas, which is connected to the Lulav. But the Chetz of Lulav is Hadas Lamaila, because that's the Chetz of Torah. Torah is Lamaila for now. Lamaila Mazman, Lamaila Ben Amokim, Lamaila for now. The Orin is Zainim and Amida. There's no Mokim of Torah in this world. Torah is the Tefach Lamaila. If you're ready, you've got to move him beyond. We should go Seat Dishmaya, that we should take the message of the Dalin Minim, that the Koyach HaTefach Rishit is Rashi, the Tefach Lemaila, connect to Torah. Once you have the Torah, mit the Meister Mitzvahs, mit the Rabbi, mit Gans Kali Shol, mit Makar, Gans Kali Shol, and then the Rishit will go, Satishma will be Zeichet to that, Tach of Yishaya, but the Rishit will say, don't worry, Kali Shol, don't worry, Koyom HaShem, Ba'at Tishma, Koyom HaShem, Moisir, Hashem Yisef, Yitzrech, Mi Betan Yazrech, Al Tirab Yaakov, Yishum, Bechat Yiboy, Ki Etzek Shem Mayim, Al Tzame, Ben Oizem Al Yabosha, Etzek Rishit Al Zarech, Bechos Yatzin, Zarech, Ezra Shem Yisbor, Bekar, Mamish, Amin, Amin.